How good a person are you? And how good could you be? Do you say, I am what I am? Or can you change and become better? The news has stories of racism, sexism, and human slavery by our forebears. Surely they show even what we call normal good people are not just simply good, but have weaknesses to be dealt with. There's been an outcry about the statue of Baden-Powell, the founder of Scouting, who may have supported fascism. In response, the chief scout said the scout movement must not celebrate his failings, but acknowledge and learn from them. So it's important to recognise all people have failings that we need to take into account, including our own. We can't just assume all will be well in society because people are basically good. We need laws to restrain the bad in us. We need to take precautions in our lifestyle to avoid evil. And in our own lives, we need to be aware of our weaknesses and battle against them, not just accept them, but rather let the good in us grow. Some people think babies are born perfect. I love my little son, but I believe he was born with normal human nature to be partly selfish and sceptical of the world in order to protect himself. So he has to learn openness and grow in love, partly by being shown love, goodness and openness. And so too us at any stage of life. For we all can grow as people, whatever stage we're at, not just accept we're stuck as we are. Christianity and other religions point to our weaknesses, but also to how we can work at overcoming them, not just accept them as they are. Surely we're all a mix of good and bad, of kindliness and selfishness, of closed and open-mindedness, and need to work at becoming better. As St. Paul said, even though the desire to do good is in me, I'm not able to do it. Instead, I do the evil I don't want to do. Who will rescue me? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a Christian, I'm not better than other people, but I believe I'm better than I would have been had I not opened up to the help and guidance and Spirit of Jesus. And I still have many weaknesses and flaws to work on. And similarly, organisations and society can have a built-in capacity to protect themselves, to distrust the outsider, the different. So in many current societal problems, we need to recognise them and work to overcome them. And we need people to stand up for what is right. And that requires we all keep alert to overcoming our own weaknesses. And that starts with recognizing them.